Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2017. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
VisionAware.org is a free, easy-to-use website for adults with vision problems. If you're having trouble seeing and don't know where to turn for answers, VisionAware provides you with expert solutions and advice. Learn about your eye condition. Get practical advice for working with vision loss. Discover how to keep doing all the things you love to do. Find help, hope, and connection at visionaware.org.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
Welcome back to the Blind Bargains Podcast. I'm talking with Idan Meir from Right Here. We're going to learn about orientation experiences. Hi, Idan. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much, Shelley. How are you?
I'm well. So tell us about Right Here. Is it a brand new company? What do you do?
So Right Here is a startup company from Israel. We're about a year and a half already working on that. And the whole idea of Right Here is to providing a better independence experience for people who are blind or visually impaired or people with other orientation challenges in public spaces, mostly indoor. So we developed a system that allows people to acquire better orientation wherever they are using mobile app. We have it on Android and iOS. It's free on both platforms. It will always be free on both platforms. And basically what the app does is allowing the user to hear wherever he is first about his current location. So, for example, if you're in the main entrance to the mall, or if you're next to the elevators, or if you're next to the restroom, we'll let you know that in your language. We currently support 8 different languages. And this is the first thing. The second thing is additional information about where you are. So, again, if you're in the main entrance to the mall, we might tell you the open hours. Or if you're in room 205, we might tell you what class is it here, mathematics, for example, if it's a university, and so on. So first, where am I? Secondly, what is it here? So here, by the way, we're in the hotel in Hyatt San Diego, and there is a convention here. So in the entrance, when visitors come, they can hear you're in the main entrance to Manchester Hyatt San Diego. And the additional information is there is a Sun City conference this week. So the third part, which is very unique and innovative for the app, is the ability to know what is it around you, 360 degrees. So no matter where you point with your smartphone, we'll let you know what is it there and what distance. So again, imagine you're standing in the main entrance to the hotel here, and you'll taking your directing, pointing with your smartphone to the front of you, you might hear that the reception is in a few steps away. If you turn, back, you might hear the exit. To the left is the bar, and so on. It's a very, I would say, unique to our solution. That it's not about getting you from A to B as a navigation app, but letting you to know where you are, what is it here, what is it around you, and still, if you didn't find your, if you still need something, any assistance, you can push a button and call the one who is responsible for accessibility in the area. In that case, the reception. So the technology, the system basically has 3 main components. The mobile app is one of them. Again, Android and iOS. The second part is accessible spots that we deploy and install in the venue. We use beacons technology as well with other piece of software that we developed, but it's mostly based on the beacon technology that is available and getting to be mainstream out there. And the third part is the online dashboard. So we developed a state-of-the-art dashboard for the venue owner to manage and edit the content within each and every accessible spot in his venue. What's beautiful about the system is that the venue does not need any internet there, no Wi-Fi, nothing at all. The users can actually use it on flight mode as long as the Bluetooth is on. And yeah, you can manage it from everywhere, wherever it is. So if there is a reconstruction in the building or anything else, it can just enter, to his account online and change the content.
So what you do is sell the beacons and the service that goes along with them and the infrastructure for the back end to a venue, help them get it up and running, and then they manage it from there, manage the information?
So yeah, so the process is usually what we do is that we get the floor print of the venue. I would mention that we currently have more than 100 venues that are accessible. Most of them are from Israel. We're originally from Israel, but we do have some use cases in Europe and happily now also here in the States. So what the process looks like is that we receive the floor print. We decide or look together with the venue owner about how many points of interest are there in the venue. We map that, and then we come to install that or letting the venue do that themselves. And yeah, we sell them the whole service. And the whole service is not just the beacons. It's just part of it. The whole service is an accessibility service, you know, for orientation. And one thing I can mention, Shelley, is that, you know, ramp for wheelchair is something that we all know. It's obvious. You can find it everywhere. It wasn't like that anytime. And a ramp is, it's technology. It's a very low-tech old technology, but everyone knows that, and it's already here for a while. So what we've developed, we consider that as a ramp for people with orientation challenges. It's just the same. So, and this is what we're selling. It's not just, unlike a ramp, it's not a physical thing that is cost a lot. It's just a, you know, accessible spot to stick on the wall. And here you have it. The service is running.
So you said you have some installations in Israel and elsewhere. Can you name any of the places where your technology is installed?
Sure. Of course, we're very proud of our partners in Israel. We have universities. One of the largest is the Open University, who deployed it in all of their campuses. We have some cases with the Tel Aviv University. We also have in hotels. So we have the Poly Hotel in Tel Aviv and. We have schools. Also, we recently started with the municipality where I live in Ra'anana. So the municipality done that in their city hall, they done it in the city park, and the museum of the city's museum. So shopping malls, of course, we have the largest shopping mall chain is Azrieli called, that works with us for about almost a year now. And yeah, I mean, what's good in Israel, I can say in that manner that the regulation is also support that very much.
So obviously in Israel, somebody would be able to access this information in Hebrew. If they're English speakers or prefer English, would they get that English language?
Absolutely. So yeah, so I'm happy to say that the latest version that we have launched is now support 8 different languages. So it's Arabic, Hebrew, Spanish, French, English, of course. We'll also Dutch, if I'm not wrong, and there is a few others, if I'm not wrong. I never remember all of them, but check it out. Just download the app. And it's not just the content that is in your language. It's also the whole interface. As you probably can imagine, it's 100% compatible with the TalkBack and with the voiceover. So yeah, you can hear it. And you know, Shelley, one thing to mention here that we realized after many experience from and feedback from users that our solution is not just for, you know, orientation challenges for people, you know, who are blind or visually impaired, but also for, you know, language barriers. So imagine a Chinese person going to an Israeli mall. So yeah, now he can hear where is the exit, where is, you know, the what is the shops here in his own language.
Can you talk about what your plans are in the United States? Do you have any installations coming online?
Well, I can talk a bit about it. Well, the main reason we're here at CSUN is because we're looking to expand our activity to this to the United States. Basically, it's our main goal for 2017 to penetrate this market. We have some use cases. We're working with two currently for about a year now with two local distributors, one in Miami and the other one is in Chicago, which is Woodlake Technologies. They're amazing, by the way, and they're helping us a lot with the cases we're doing. So yeah, I guess in the few and I guess 2 or 3 months from now we'll hear more about it, but I'm sorry I cannot share more at the moment.
I'm guessing that because you're selling this to a venue that would be interested in accessibility, that the initial buy-in is likely to be high. But what happens later on down the line when something changes within a venue or the information in the beacons is old and you're counting on the venue to update that information? And what confidence do you have that they'll continue to do that after a while?
So yeah, so you I mean, this is one of the main challenges that we're currently facing. I mean, you know, it's relying on the venue to update it, it's tricky. It's not all of them gonna do that. And what we're currently working on, well, we have it in the app now, but we're working to improve it as a kind of a feedback engine within the app. So if a user is somewhere and the data is not accurate, he could send us a feedback about it, and then we can change it ourselves. We also working on other models of quality checks there, which I'm sorry that I cannot provide now in the podcast, but we're working on, you know, quality checks so the content will be, you know, accurate as possible. And another thing I can mention is working with the other cool guys that I've met here in CSUN and before, that working on the data in those areas. I think if we work together, we'll be able to provide eventually the best, you know, experience for the end user.
So how expensive is it? I'm not asking you to give literal dollar values, but how expensive is it for a venue to install and maintain this service? Is that going to be a barrier for folks, or do you feel like it's a fairly affordable option?
I mean, it's very affordable. I mean, it's very, very affordable action. It's very cost effective. And, you know, I mentioned the ramp before. There's nothing to compare with the ramps. I would say it's quarter than that, not even a quarter than that. One of the reasons we grow really fast in Israel in the past year is because it was very attractive for venues to do that. It was almost no brainer for them. Again, I mentioned the regulation, but also here when we talk, and in Europe, when we talk with venues, it's kind of no brainer. I will just say it's very affordable. And, you know, as long as they buy more accessible spots in the venue, the price goes down. We consider that as well. So
what they're buying is the spots, but I assume also there's a consulting service where you're telling them information like where to place it, what kind of data they should include in the descriptions, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. So are they buying a service contract from
exactly.
you?
Exactly. It's a service contract. It's an A to Z service from mapping to consulting to sometimes even installations. The installations themselves, you know, coming there, going on a ladder, stick the accessible spot on the ceiling or so forth. And of course, the writing the description, which is also one of our challenges, because, you know, describing where you are, what is it around you, it's not so easy sometimes. We take care for all of that, and we're improving with that as more and more venues are joining the party. And
So before we go off for a demo, is there anything else we need to know about Right Here?
I would say a few things. First, we call ourselves Right Here because first you hear where you are, I mean, wherever you are. But secondly, because we are always willing to hear feedback. So if one of our listeners have tried out what we're doing, wherever, we'd love to hear that on Twitter or, you know, email. I can give my own email, idan@right-here.com. I'll say it again later if you will tell me. But we're willing to hear the feedback from our users. This is one thing I wanted to mention. And the apps are free and will always be free. It's another thing that I wanted to mention, because we don't think that our users need to pay for the world to be accessible for them. This is our kind of state of mind. And I welcome you all to join.
Great. Well, why don't you give all the contact information for people who want to know more, including how they can search for the apps on their app store and get started.
Great. So first, again, my name is Idan, IDANMEIR, Idan Meir. And you can visit our website at www.right-here.com. It's www.right-h-e-a-r.com. We also have an active Twitter account, which is Right Here App. Try to find us there. And I will also invite you to check our YouTube channel, because there you can find a lot of instructions of how to use the app. We've got several videos about it, how to use the app, and so forth. So and download the app through the app stores. It's on both Android and iOS. Just search for Right Here, righthear, and looking forward to hear from you.
Sound good. Let's go have a demo.
Let's go. Thank you, Shelley. Okay, so we're now will show how the Right Here solution works. I'm using an Android device now, but it's of course working with iOS as well. We love iOS devices and the operation system. So I'll just open the Right Here app.
Right Here. Main screen.
Okay, now it's, as you can hear,
location.
It's uncertain.
Click to get information about your current location button.
So after I click on the
double
current location, it will, as you see, double tap to activate. It will let me know about our current location. So we are now next to the dining room. So let's hear that.
Dining room hall. You are near the dining room and Agora Galleries, first floor.
So just it says dining room. I don't guess you have the ability to make it say dining instead.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm sorry for my English.
No, it's not you. It's the machine.
Oh yeah. Okay. So I'm sorry for their. Yes.
Oh, talk back.
Oh yeah. You know. On iOS, it probably said correctly.
Probably,
but yeah. Anyway. So we're next to Agora Galleries as well, and it just said that. Now, if I'll click on the 360 orientation feature, it will let us know where exactly it is. So let me do that.
360 degrees orientation.
Okay.
Click to get more information based on where you point your phone. Alternate 360 degrees orientation. Click to get more information based on where you point your phone.
So you're just pointing the phone horizontally around.
Right.
Back when changing directions to hear the information without pressing the button. Agora Galleries. Double tap to activate.
Okay.
So that's the store we're next to.
That's the store next to.
FedEx office. Gift shop. Guest elevators, grand lobby bar.
Okay,
to FedEx office, continue in this direction from the entrance to Agora Galleries for 15 steps. The FedEx office will be on your right. To the guest elevators and gift shop, continue
okay,
in this direction
finished.
From the entrance to Agora Galleries for 25 steps and turn right for the elevators or left for the gift shop.
I like the idea of speaking in steps as opposed to feet.
Exactly.
Until the end of the hall for 60 steps.
So
lobby bar will be on your right, and there is another.
Just let it. I'll let him finish. I can, of course,
shut it off if you want.
Yeah. It's one of the most. I've heard it's one of the most viable feature.
Right.
Letting the device shutting up.
Yeah.
So yeah, of course we have it. And so I would like to say two things about it. First, after we point somewhere, it will let us know. Oh, okay. After. Oh, come on. Shush. It's hard for me because it's on TalkBack and I don't
right.
used to that. Okay. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm not used to the TalkBack. So anyway, I'd like to mention is that no matter where I point, it first will let you know what it is there, and then they have a pause and a description of how to get there. So in this case, I use steps. Sometimes we use, you know, meters. It depends. We're also, you know, waiting for more feedback about that. The standards of description is still, you know, in creation. But what I'd like to say that first it will say there is FedEx or there is, you know, dining hall or there is, I don't know, you know, elevators. And secondly, it will say of how to get there. Okay? Let me put a point another.
60
another
direction. Dining room. The dining room.
Now it said dining.
This direction from the entrance to Agora Galleries. The dining
I'm
room serves breakfasts,
figure.
Lunch, and dinners every day. More information in the reception.
Okay. So again, no matter where I point. Now, one more thing I can say that it's the call for assistant button. So if now I need to call someone, I don't know, from the dining room or you know. In the bar or wherever, in the main entrance to the hotel, I can just click on the call for local assistance here.
Call for local assistance. Some accessibility spots support the ability to call for local assistance representative button.
So if I'll just double tap to that, it will make a phone call here with the reception.
So the venue is going to program where that goes to it. So in this case, it might be the front desk. If it was at an airport, it might be
exactly.
whatever office does that.
Exactly. They will need to, in case they want to, of course, it's, you know, in their interest as well. But who is that call will go to? It's going to be the reception, the information center, you know, the guy responsible in that area and so on. So maybe we'll go to the next one. So what will happen now, just before we go, is that our current position will go from the dining room.
Location. Click to get information about your dining room hall.
From the dining room hall, it will change to a surge mode, and let's see it happen. All right, let's go.
Double tap to activate.
Okay, so it will soon turn to the search mode. And I'll also say now, Shelley, that each and every accessible spot is in different range. We can configure that using the beacons to different ranges. It could be up to 70 meters range radius. Usually, in our cases, is about 7 or 15 meters. By the way, it just changed to searching.
Current location. Click to get information about searching.
Okay, it's in the searching mode. We're now looking for the next accessibility spot where we'll enter soon, so we'll know what it is there. We forgot to direct there to know, but we're going to go to the bar, okay?
So we were passing elevator banks and stores and stuff, but it wasn't identifying them.
No, we didn't identify them. We could do that in the recent accessible spot.
You just don't have a spot in those places.
Right, right. But we described that when we, you know, point our phone in that direction, that there is FedEx and so on.
Right.
So we'll soon get to the, you know, to the bar.
We're passing the bar right now, and it's not.
So we're now next to the bar.
To get information
here.
About your current location button.
Okay.
Current location. Click to get information about your current location.
Yeah, that will click.
Current location.
Oh.
Click. Current location.
Sorry, it's because of my talkback.
Click to get information about your current location button.
Double tap.
Current location. Grand Lobby Bar.
Okay. Sorry.
First floor. The bar is open daily at 3 p.m. and serve cold drinks and alcoholic beverages.
Okay.
So I'm noticing that on there's not a lot on screen. I know it's primarily intended for blind and visually impaired folks, but is there anything for a low vision user to see, or would they primarily experience this with speech?
Yeah, I threw their hair Grand Lobby Bar. I just couldn't, you know, make the talk because I'm yet not used to talkback.
Right.
But yeah, I said that before that we're in the Grand Lobby Bar. It's designed mostly for people who are blind or visually impaired, so there's a high contrast here, very big buttons.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. It is very high contrast and big buttons. And,
And only three. We tried to design it as simple as possible. Not many features, by the way, but those that we have here are very valuable. So now, if I'll point to the bar, let's see it happen.
360 bar. The bar is right in front of you and has five chairs. There is a low.
Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. So, you know, we don't have to, you know, to mention that there is five chairs. It's just for the demo here. But, we're still directing
chairs.
That direction.
There's a lower bar on the left, which is accessible for wheelchairs.
Okay, if I'll point just behind of you.
300 parking elevators.
Right.
The parking elevators are in 10 steps this direction from the bar entrance.
Yeah, you see, so no matter where I point, it will let us know. One funny thing that I do here with users, just for the demonstration at CSUN, I ask them, where's the ATM? Because that's a question that we receive.
I was going to ask you about that because I saw it right over there, and I was like, I wonder if it's going to tell me.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see if it's working.
An ATM in 5 steps from the entrance to the bar in this direction. Behind the ATM, there is an office of cars rentals. Hertz.
So, yeah. So if we want to know where is the reception, of course, I'll just move a bit my hand.
Reception.
Again. Okay.
Reception. Continue 50 steps in this direction from the bar entrance and turn left for 5 more steps to the exit. Continue 50 steps in this direction from the bar entrance and turn right for 5 more steps.
So I noticed that when we turned from, we were 90 degrees from the bar, but we just turned toward the ATM, and that's the point at which it told us, hey, there's an ATM here.
Right, exactly. So again, the whole experience is to know what is it around you. So no matter where you point with your smartphone, we'll let you know what is it there. It's not as an on-demand experience yet. We're working on that, but it's not as an on-demand experience, but rather that to know where am I, what is it here, and what is it around me. So, and that's what we're currently able to do. Another thing, maybe we can go to another.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, another thing that we can, Okay, so another thing that we can, I'd like to mention, is that the whole journey, the user's journey starts from home. So he can just, you know, see all the accessible venues that we work with on the list on the left in the screen. It's also listed by the, you know, the distance. The one that is nearby will be the first, and so on. And once he wants to get there, he can just click on the accessible venue with the right here solution, and then it will, you know, open up possibilities of first, like, ordering a cab. It could be, you know, your local cab around. It could be, like, with Uber and stuff. Secondly, it could be, you know, Google Maps or something like that, things like that. And once you'll get to the... you just, by the way, just tell me if we're...
Location, Hyatt Hotel, main entrance.
So we're standing in the main entrance of the hotel, and it's telling us that. And you were saying that you, so it would pull up public transit information or cab information or whatever was appropriate, or mapping based on presumably what apps were installed on your phone as
Right. So Uber is not yet fully integrated. We have some beta groups that have it, but the Israeli Uber like app has it fully integrated, and Google Maps is like for all everyone. Right. And once you get to the venue, to the, your you know desired destination, so the ride here experience which we just experienced now will start to play. So the whole experience starts from home until you reach the you know your desired destination.
Now, earlier you were talking about the range is up to 70 meters. Is that BLE range?
Right, exactly. Well, it depends on the beacon you use. So our beacons could be up until 70 meters, but usually it's, we use in most of our cases, I would say even 90% of our accessible spot has up to, I would say, 15 meters range radius. And the reason for that is because we want to be as accurate as possible and provide the, you know, the best resolution we can. So I could, you know, use one of the, like the accessible spots that we have here for 70 meters, but then you wouldn't have an accurate information around you.
Well, and I would think that some would warrant that sort of thing, like the main entrance or even the reception desk, but you might not want need 70 meters to the art gallery or the gift shop.
Exactly. So again, so it depends on the use case. So usually when we ask how many accessible spots are needed in the venue, so the answer for that is you know, it depends. It depends on the size of the venue. It depends on its complexity and on, you know, other parameters there. But, you know, we're here in a very big, I would say, hotel, this Grand Hyatt Hotel in San Diego. And for the grand lobby, we have about 4, and it's enough.
Right, you're probably the reception desk, the main entrance, probably the concierge desk.
Exactly, the bars on the corners. Yeah, right. That's it. We could add more in the elevators. We could be more valuable, so you'll know, you know, what floor you are, what is it in each floor, and so on. Also, you know, in each floor, when you go out of the elevator, just like we did before, it could direct you rooms, you know, 100 to 200, and rooms, you know, 300 to, you know.
So that seems like it would require a lot of work with the venue, or your staff would have to be on the ground and say, I know this hotel, all those elevator banks go to different places. When people come out of the elevators, it's confusing where to go. It seems like each venue has to be worked very specifically in order to make it customized for their needs.
Well, you know, what we found out, and again, we have more, I mean, a few hundreds of venues that we've done it so far. So from our experience, you do need to customize it in each and every venue, but in most cases it's very similar. So elevators, hall, usually the same, you know, looks the same. And each floor you go out of the elevator, you always want to know, okay, where am I now? It's a different floor. What is it here? So we usually put one in the entrance to the elevator. It doesn't matter if it's a hotel, a university, or, you know, shopping mall. It's usually the same thing. And the process, what we do is usually we get the floor print of the venue. They have it. Sometimes they have it online. We realize how many accessible spots needed. We ask that, you know, offer that to the venue. Once they agreed, we come or just send them. They can do it by themselves as well. It's very simple to do. Usually it takes about, I would say, 10 minutes or 5 minutes for an accessible spot. So you can imagine this ground floor has 4 accessible spots. Took me about an hour. That's it.
Sure. Let me ask you one more question before we wrap up, and that is about user feedback. You mentioned before that users can identify things that should be accessible, and I would think that there would be a lot of interest, especially at a conference like this, and people saying, well, no, you need to have the coffee shop, and you need to have the bar that's over at that end of the building. Talk about how that works and how it gets integrated into a venue that's already has beacons.
Well, that's a great question, Shelley. I mean, one of the reasons we call ourselves Right Here is because we also have the right and the willingness to hear the feedback from our users, as well as from the venues as well. They also have their feedback sometimes. So as for today, we're trying to do it as accurate as possible from our, you know, certified installers to do that. But we also have a feedback option in the app. So when a user goes to a place and hears the open hours and they're not accurate, for example, or if you hear, you know, other description that is not accurate, it can, you know, let us know about it and we can change it immediately. And this feedback engine will improve along the time, and we're looking for that.
Great. Idan, I want to thank you so much for taking time to talk to Blind Bargains.
Thank you very much. It's been an honor. I'm so happy you gave me this opportunity.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys. Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2017.